you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Look out, football, here we come. Houston Oilers number one. Well, it darn sure ain't the Houston Texans now, is it? Let me see if I can remember how the rest of that went. Houston has the Oilers, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, always in control. And when you say the Oilers, we're talking Super Bowl. Oops. I'm starting to sound like Rick Perry, aren't I? Oops. Yeah, the Oilers never quite did get that you're talking Super Bowl part down, did they? And the Texans didn't either, come to think of it. You do know Dallas Cowboy fans love to gig us about that.
The closest Houston's ever come to a Super Bowl is hosting one.
And here we are again, 1 week away from the Super Bowl, and Houston is hosting but not playing in the Super Bowl. But then again, neither are the Cowboys, are they? You know, as a matter of fact, my son Derek, he's brilliant. He was the first one to point out on Facebook that as good a season as Dallas has had this year, they didn't advance any further in the playoffs than the Texans did with one of the worst offenses in history. Of course, some Cowboy fan immediately said,
"Yeah, but at least we have a quarterback, a running back, and a tight end."
But my son simply answered, "Yet they didn't do any better than the Texans. Congratulations, Cowboys. So there." I don't know about you, but I'm a native Texan, and I love good defense. And the Houston Texans have a good defense. Not that I wouldn't appreciate more than one touchdown a game every now and then, if truth be told. Oh, well. One thing we can all agree on, this weekend, without any football at all, has been a major downer. And next Sunday night, after the Super Bowl is over, we'll enter that dark, gloomy period of time with no football at all. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for DVRs. You know, my wife thinks I'm crazier than Odell Beckham Jr., and I probably am. But it won't be long until one afternoon I'll just say, "I'm going up to my man cave and watch an old TCU football game on the DVR. I'm sorry, I just love football. Sometimes I've just got to have my fix. You know what I'm saying?" So I'll confess, I enter into Super Bowl week with mixed emotions. It's the biggest game of the year. Even if my beloved Texans aren't in it, I can still get excited about the moment. I mean, we all hope for a good game, not a blowout. Wow, that national championship game between Clemson and Alabama. Now, there's a good example. For instance, my wife is fairly ambivalent about football. She can kind of take it or leave it. Most of the time, she only watches football because she knows she's not going to be able to tear me away from it. So she just looks at her computer and glances up when a big play happens. But after that Clemson-Alabama game, even she said, "Wow, it just don't get no better than that." And that's what we all hope for in the Super Bowl, isn't it? Getting excited about the moment, as I said a little earlier. The problem for me comes in the next moment, that dark and gloomy period of time with no football at all. I'm kind of ashamed to admit it, but I get downright depressed when football is over. It takes me a few days to get over myself. As my wife likes to say, just get over yourself. Maybe I'd be better off if we just changed the subject. And I tried not to think about it at all right now. After all, we're not there yet. Live in the moment, Randy. Enjoy Super Bowl week, confident in the knowledge that I won't have to worry about fighting the crowds in NRG Stadium or anywhere else they're holding a Super Bowl event, because I can't afford it. Very few of us can, if we're being honest. Even when the Super Bowl's right here in our own backyard, you know, we don't have to pay for a flight to another big NFL city or a hotel room where they've jacked up the price 150% for Super Bowl week. Still, most of us can't afford it. Do you know what nosebleed tickets cost for the Super Bowl at NRG next weekend? Take a guess. No, $4,000. And that's face value. StubHub is already listing scalp tickets in the upper deck for $5,000. And if you want a primo seat, it can easily cost you three times that much. Uh-huh. $15,000 each. I even read there's a company in San Diego that offers fans a chance to kind of rub elbows with celebrities during Super Bowl week. You get dinner prepared by some world-famous chef whose name I can't pronounce. You'll get to meet 20 different current NFL players, and comedian Frank Caliendo will entertain. Now, listen, I've interviewed Frank Caliendo multiple times live on the radio. He's worth it. He's very funny. But then there's also deluxe accommodations at the Westin Galleria and round-trip transportation to and from the stadium and, of course, great seats. And it all costs only, are you ready? Wait for it. Here it comes. $42,500. Now, that's for six people, but heck, even Donald Trump blanched at that price. I mean, the Super Bowl has always been on my bucket list, but at those prices, I'm afraid my bucket's got a hole in it. And that's why under 100,000 people will actually watch the Super Bowl live in the stadium, and over 100 million people will watch the game live on TV. And, you know, that brings us right around to the topic of conversation on today's edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. What to serve your guests at a Super Bowl watching party? Because that's how most of us are going to see the Super Bowl, even when it's played right here in our hometown. So let me ask you a question, and I want you to answer me quickly. What did you eat at last year's Super Bowl watching party? Can't do it, can you? Don't feel bad. Very few of us can. The only reason why I can is because we eat the same thing every year. But it's still a fairly important decision to make. Because if you get too ambitious, you can wind up spending all your time cooking and completely miss the game. Now, for some people, like my wife, that's just fine and dandy. Now, she's not all that interested in football anyway. And a Super Bowl watching party is just an excuse to invite family and friends over and have a good time. And I don't have a problem with that. But that's not the way this old die-hard football fan thinks. I want to see the game, even if the Texans aren't in it. This is the last game of the season. I want to soak up all the action, play by play, moment by moment. Because when this moment ends, it's going to be a dark, gloomy period of time with no football at all. I forgot. Did I say that already? So the reason why your decision about what to serve guests at the Super Bowl party is important directly correlates to your perspective on the relative importance of the game itself. If you're like me and you want to immerse yourself in the football, the last thing you want to do is spend the entire game cooking for everybody else. But if you're more like my wife and the game is kind of secondary to the party, well, you get the idea. So today, we're going to share some great dishes to serve your Super Bowl guests, your Super Bowl watching party guests, because I dare say few of us are going to be able to afford to rent out a luxury suite at NRG Stadium next weekend, right? So I'm going to enlist some ideas for that from a couple of old and dear friends of mine, whose names and voices you will all immediately recognize. Because I worked with them in the media. They're both foodies, and they're both football fans. So I guess that makes them foodie football fans. But one is more like me and really wants to focus on the game, and the other is more like my wife and thinks the game is secondary to the food. You know, now that I stop and think about it, all of this raises the issue of what in the world are we going to do on this show next week? Because we're on the air just as the Super Bowl kicks off. Well, the stores will be empty, so that would be a good time to do your weekly grocery shopping. Oh well, one challenge at a time, I suppose. We have the entire week to plan our Super Bowl watching party menus, and we are hopeful here on the Outdoor Cooking Show that today's edition of the program will give you some good ideas.
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
In the opening monologue, I pointed out that Super Bowl is pretty much a television viewing event for the overwhelming majority of us, so I couldn't think of a better guest for our Super Bowl party show than one of Houston's most beloved TV personalities, an old friend of mine, Don Nelson, joining us in studio here at Edgewater Studios. Hi, Don.
Just like every pundit and panel guest formerly.
Yes.
Yeah. Formerly someone on television. How are you? Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. You and I really haven't spoken to each other since we left our respective employers.
Oh, yeah, years and years.
What are you doing these days?
Well, I've mastered the art of nothing. I actually understand what Seinfeld was all about. No, you know, I do a little bit of charity work and a little bit of this and that, but and we're in a big project right now. We're doing, like many people do, a little construction work, you know, a little place where, you know, people that have worked for years can go to and see the sunset. But it's turning into what we know, as the movie says, the money pit. So, yeah, I have sort of mixed feelings about this.
Edgewater Studios is my money.
Ah, good.
A lot of Houstonians going to remember you on your days at Good Morning Houston with Jan Glenn.
Sure, Jan Glenn.
But a lot of people don't realize you started out on Dialing for Dollars.
That's how I first came here, 1975. Bob Hilton had gone to Boston. Marvin was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I was afternoon tea time movie guy, like Art Fern.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing weekend weather. And in Albuquerque, there was no requirements because the sun came up, the sun went down. That's basically what the weatherman said. Well, did it again.
Yeah.
Back to you.
I actually did one of those Dialing for Dollars type movies on the old Channel 61. It's now Spanish.
Wow.
It was called The Prize Movie. And we'd show old movies. And then we'd have contestants who sent us postcards.
Right.
And we'd draw out a postcard and we'd call that person. And then we'd show them this innocuous film clip from a movie
No
one has ever heard of. It's about 7 seconds of a pan of a ballroom with no stars in it whatsoever. I mean, there's no way anybody could ever identify this movie.
Oh,
but
wow.
If you identified the movie, then you won the jackpot.
Big prize.
Right? So we could see that everything was kind of winding down. The show was about to go off the air. They fired the cameraman. They fired the floor director. And I could see the writing on the wall. But one day, this girl, I call this girl, and she nails the movie. And everybody goes, how did she do that? And it was either the cameraman or the floor director's girlfriend, but they could never prove it. And so she won the jackpot on one of the last days the show was on the air.
Wow.
And do you have any good Dialing for Dollars stories?
Oh, wow. Oh, I know what he did one time. They used to have a live audience, right?
Oh.
And they'd have warm Pepsi, and I think they had donuts, sugar donuts, and warm Pepsi was the little thing you got. And they had a runway, and they had a lot of fashion shows. So I had just started, and I did two things that were really sick. But the first one is this tattoo convention came to town.
Tattoo convention?
I mean, tattoo. So I had this idea that we're going to do a tattoo fashion show. I even had the music. The old music is, I've got you under my skin, you know, the old ballad. And they booked a show from this American Pen Women's Association, these very scholarly, literate authors and so, you know,
right,
well-to-do. And they're all lining up, right? And what possessed me to think that the people coming for the tattoo fashion show were, you know, part of the Chamber of Commerce is beside me. And so we get the cards. And our next model, Tiny Wilson. Tiny, come out. Here comes Tiny with a tank top on. And he's just, you know, well, now it's the norm. But 40 years ago, it was, you know.
It's a big deal.
Right. And then, then they're doing cutaways. You see these women who look like they're about to have a stroke, you know. They're like, and I'm hearing in my ear, boy, this was cute. Who thought of this? The other thing we did real quick was live audience, and the director, Gerald Kennedy, he had a cousin or something in town who was sort of an actor, and he could do his Swedish accent just like the chef on The Muppets. Oh, he was just great. So we go to the Walgreens or whatever, and we buy about $15 worth of carnival glass. You know, there's like little blown glass things. It's cheap.
Yeah.
We get this black velvet, and we set this beautiful display up, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is going to be this gag. And so we bring this guy on as the ambassador from Sweden, and he's got the king's prize collection, you know, with him and all this kind of stuff. And there's a big show in town and all this. And so he gets up there. Well, he's about a minute into this thing, and I go to grab something to show to the audience what was set up to where it triggered like dominoes. The whole thing came down. Well, I thought it was going to be funny. I got a call. My mother had a heart attack. Then I got called into the office for that.
Oh, my.
And the only other thing, without going into vivid detail, that you might even get Jan Glenn on here sometime and ask her about it. Phil Donahue was doing the book, The G-Spot. Remember The G-Spot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the book was co-authored, right? He gets the woman who was pretty normal. We get the other one that was off the charts. And all I'm going to say is it was raining that day. And what was only going to be a four-minute interview turned out to be 10.
Yeah.
She brings a model. You know, like a Revell V8 engine or whatever the heck it was.
Right.
A model of where the G-spot was to be.
Oh, my.
A chart.
Oh, my.
And a pointer.
Oh, my.
And all I'm going to say is Jan Glenn, her pupils dilated. And I don't think she took a breath.
So Dialing for Dollars kind of morphed into Good Morning
yeah,
Houston.
Right.
And that's where you and I first met. Fred Olson and I, as Hudson and Harrigan, came over one day and we were going to give away $100,000 on the air live.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I found it. It's still on the internet.
Get out of here.
It's right there. I just brought it up on the computer screen. And so we came over in suits and we had the phone number of the winner and we called and it was her husband. And he went, "Thank you very much." And you got really upset because he didn't get excited.
Yeah.
And you went, "Come on, get excited." And I said, "Here's the deal. Either you get excited or we take the money back." it was a fun morning. And then I also remember you guys were doing the Christmas food drive, and you were standing out in the parking lot with Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan there, you would plug the fact, "Come by and meet Nolan Ryan and give us some groceries for Christmas." So my 10, 12-year-old son is in the front seat with me, and sports was a big deal to him at the time. And we pull into the parking lot, and I see you, and you and I start talking about old times, and they open up my trunk and take out all the groceries, and you and I talk for 5 minutes, standing there in the parking lot. And finally, I said, "Well, okay, Don, it's good to see you." And I start to get back in the car, and you go, "Oh, by the way, here's Nolan Ryan." I go, "Hi, Noli, how are you? Good to see you, Don. See you later." And we're driving out, and my son goes, "Dad!" That was Nolan Ryan. And I went, "Well, yeah." And he said, "But you barely talked to him." And I said, "Well, Don and I were old friends, and I wanted to catch up." And he went, "But, Dad, that was Nolan Ryan." Couldn't believe I wanted to talk to you more.
Well, one time they had a sports show over at the Summit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tom Cook, who's still on the air.
Yes.
He goes over there to sign autographs. And so this kid brings a ball to him because the kid thinks he's Phil Garner.
Oh, he does look a lot like Phil, yeah.
So Tom writes Tom Cook on the ball.
Right.
And the kid goes, he starts crying. He goes, "You're not Phil Garner. You ruined my ball." I mean, he had all these other names. So every once in a while, when Tom would get his picture, you know, we were at some shindig, and he was signing pictures, and I went over, and I started signing Phil Garner's name. All the pictures.
and we also got to know each other through the Benihana cook-off.
Oh, my God.
I remember one night a lady walked in with strapless dress on and huge bazongers.
Yeah.
And we're standing there talking to the Oak Ridge Boys manager.
Oh, wow.
And Fred turns to the Oak Ridge manager and he goes, "Isn't silicone a wonderful invention?" And this woman goes, "Bobby!" And she runs over and hugs the Oak Ridge Boys manager. She obviously knows him really well.
Wow.
And Fred's going, "Oh, no." And he wants to sink into a hole.
Yeah.
And she turns around and walks off, and he turns around to the manager, and he goes, "I'm so sorry, man." And he goes, "No, that's no big deal. That's Phil Negro's wife."
Oh, gee.
He says, "I just barely know her." But nonetheless.
I flipped a shrimp on somebody's hair one time. Trying to be cute.
We also got to know each other through the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Barbecue Cook-Off, because your tent at Channel 13 and my old radio station, which will remain nameless, was right next door. And we'd see each other there. And that brings up the fact that you were on the cooking team and you're quite the foodie, and you and I have naturally burned an entire segment here without actually talking about food. So I've always wanted to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, Don, can you stick around for another segment?
Well, let me see. Sure, why not?
We'll be back with more of Don Nelson.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. This time of year is great for cabbage, cauliflower, collard and mustard greens, turnips, radishes, rutabagas, kumquats, even Brussels sprouts, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Froberg's Farm. Farm fresh produce since 1936. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
We're back now with Don Nelson, yes. Our old friend from back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
This is back in the day. It was black and white radio. Yeah, before color. Before HD. Is there such a thing as HD radio?
There actually is. But all it really is alternate channel.
Oh.
So that you can put alternate programming on it and charge alternate advertising rights.
Good.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about. Of course, Don, you'll remember from Good Morning Houston, Channel 13, for many, many years. Don and I have known each other for a very long time. And all myths and legends aside, Don is also a backyard chef. Let's get around to food, because this is the Outdoor Cooking Show. And you're a foodie, truly.
Oh, absolutely. I watch the Food Channel, the Travel Channel. By the way, I think it's a good way to learn about countries and about customs stuff through food, which obviously was the case when they started the Food Channel, and then now the Travel Channels and all that. I really think that's a great conduit to learn more about people in general, and even locally, you know, customs and regions and things like that.
But we were talking about the fact you were actually on the barbecue cook-off team for
I actually 13. Ran the team for 21 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that tells you right there how much Dunn loves to cook.
Oh.
So let's talk now. This is the Sunday before the Super Bowl. We get plenty of people run up time to prepare what they're going to serve for their Super Bowl watching parties to their guests.
Well, Los has to do too. Now you've got Atlanta or Green Bay, and you got Pittsburgh and New England, right? I mean
so you're talking themes now.
No, well, those are the four teams that would have led into this Super Bowl,
right? So but you're going to try to build your menu around one of these teams.
If you're a Steeler fan, you know, you would have, you know, your choice of things from Pittsburgh. You know, certain kinds of pizza. There's city chicken. There's Chip Chop Tam barbecue.
Okay, so what about Atlanta?
See, now Atlanta's south, and I have no idea. New England, obviously, lobster rolls or something in Boston. But now Green Bay with brats and cheese curds and things like that, you know.
So I'm a Texans fan. That means I have to eat crow, right?
Crow is usually we keep frozen crow pies, so we don't have to rush out and make fresh ones.
So are you going to throw a Super Bowl party?
Oh, either that or we'll go to one and bring something. But I got to tell you a couple stories about food in general. One of the things about being Good Morning Houston, we'd either go to your home, we'd go to an event. And years ago, great story, is a guy had a wild game cook-off, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I go there to be a judge. And this guy, these guys, you know, had this thing called bird balls.
I beg your pardon?
Bird balls. And I said, really? And he says, this is for a guy who can almost hunt. In other words, he shoots one dove for the whole weekend, one quail. He shoots maybe one duck, you know, and somebody gives him, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so what they did was, it was so clever, they got all the meat from all four of the birds, raw meat, put it in a Cuisinart with some fresh breadcrumbs and herbs and some cream and probably something hot, and they made the blend, you know. And then they put them in a thing and they smoked them a little bit, but not a lot. Then they took them out, and then they rolled them in the infamous, you know, flour, then eggs, and then crumbs, and then they fried them. Mm-hmm. They're about the size of a pool ball, and they called them bird balls. And I got to tell you, that was it was like a croquette, you know?
Wow.
But it was the coolest thing I ever saw, and more importantly, for the hunter who probably spent $10,000 shooting one of each, you know, he got him off the hook.
As Jim Bob used to say, I didn't even know birds had balls. But I guess you'd have to pick the feathers out of your teeth afterwards.
Exactly.
Anyway, bird balls. Okay, so I was also interested in another one called poor man's quail, as we're not talking about birds.
Okay. For two or three years, a quail farm gave us boneless quail to use at our booth, you know, just because they were promoting themselves. And then they went belly up. Oh. And so everybody's going, are you going to have this quail? And so one of the guys got boneless chicken thighs.
Okay.
And you kind of pound them out. But then the key was Hidden Valley ranch dressing powder, the kind you make.
Yeah.
And Costco sells a canister of it. Wow. And then you just dust, you know, all of it, top, front, back, you know, with this powder. And the infamous cheese-filled raw jalapeno sits in the middle. It all gets folded up. You wrap bacon around it, and you put it in. We had racks. And for some reason, the bacon fat, the chicken fat, and that Hidden Ranch dressing mixed with all that when it's put in the smoker and everything, it was I still make those to this day.
Did you put them on the grill?
Well, yeah. We had racks, though, because when you turn anything wrapped in bacon, it's easier to have a rack, you know, mm-hmm. so they don't come apart. But here's one you don't want to do if you go into somebody's house, right?
Okay.
One year, I don't know what possessed me, but I went and got 50 quail eggs, boiled them according to, and meticulously peeled them, cut them in half, took out the yolks, and added some chicken yolks, there's one enough left, and made a deviled egg filling, and I piped in the filling, right? So I have a tray with 100 deviled quail eggs, right? I thought, this is going to be so cute, right? I had 5-6 hours I invested in, maybe longer.
Good grief.
I get to the party, and they go, ooh, how cute. 5 minutes later, they were gone.
Wow.
I said, they were eating them like cashews, you know, like peanuts. I said, wait a minute. Everybody that cooks likes, you know, the stroke, but no 6 hours for 5 minutes, okay? I couldn't get over that.
Reminds me of my first marriage, Don.
You know, another thing is real trendy right now, you see on Facebook and everywhere else, sliders. You can put anything on a slider.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, you know, plus, you know, they use those Hawaiian rolls, you know, you get a dozen, you can do a dozen at a time, real simple and thing. But I mean, you know, and then now all the stores, if you don't cook, they have pulled pork, they have barbacoa, they have chicken already done. El Pastor, they have barbecue slices, they have, and you just make your own deal, a little cheese, throw them in the oven, you got a dozen of those, you take them with you, you're finished, you know?
Well, what fun is that? I mean, it's the journey, not the destination, right?
I can't even give you the name of this, because I started into this, how hot can you make a hamburger? And I started getting ghost peppers and...
Oh, look out.
It all started with cowboy burgers that you'd buy at the store, and they put bacon and cheddar and jalapenos
in it. I've seen those.
Right. Well, I started advancing that, just how sharp of the cheese can it be, how hot can the peppers be? And then I found out the secret ingredient. All right, you get ready. This is it.
Okay.
There's a spice they'd use to make andouille sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what gives it that flavor. And you have to send away for it. I don't know what one of these spice companies make it. But I got all, and then it just gives it that unique flavor, and it's a little bit spicy. But then I started making them to where I put jalapeno cheese.
Uh-huh.
I got the green chili buns. So the thing is, like, you know, going to kill you as soon as you put it in your mouth. So.
If it's so hot you can't taste it,
yeah,
no, then this it's too hot for me.
You want the kind that lights you up right around your sternum.
Well, now, my son bought some salsa that was made with ghost peppers.
Right.
And it was so hot.
Right.
You couldn't taste the salsa. And I said, that kind of defeats the purpose for me. I mean, I love spicy
stuff. No, I understand
stuff.
What you're saying. And I've actually had oils that you put in. I've actually totally demolished a 5-gallon pot of chili with 4 drops. No, and the guy said, don't do it. I said, oh, come on, 4 drops. Yeah. And it was like, it was that hot. Another big thing right now that people are doing, they've been doing it for a long time, but you see more and more people taking a shot at it at home. They grill oysters on the half shell, you know, with the cheese and everything. That's big. Any crab dip. Actually, any dip you make you can drag a cracker through is good to take a Super Bowl. Most recently, last year, I found one that I liked, and it was a Reuben dip. It was like a Reuben sandwich, but it was a dip. And then you'd get this dark rye bread toast points, and you'd use that, and it was like a hit.
Well, now, wait a minute. Reuben is like...
Corned beef, sauerkraut. They had a Swiss cheese or Emmental.
So do you chop up the...
Yeah, you do it all. It comes in like a blender and becomes like a dip.
Ah.
But when you put it on a dark toast point, it worked great. Now, here's the other thing. There's a woman, a Jersey girl from Texas. She's from right up the road here, not too far. She put out something on the air to make pretzel kolaches.
Ooh.
So I got her a recipe, and so I made these pretzel kolaches with little sausages. They were awesome. And the secret of making pretzels at home, in case you haven't already looked it up, is... You know, the commercial old way was to put lye, you know, but now you use baking soda and boiling water, and that's what sets the pretzels.
Ah.
And then once you get them done, you put some, like a tablespoon of water with an egg, you know, you wash it and it gives you that brown taste. But so this year, here's what I'm going to do. Instead of making pretzels like in the shaped pretzel, I'm going to make big, thick, wide stick pretzels, soft stick pretzels, and I'm going to pipe in the Reuben dip.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's going.
That sounds great. All Houstonians will remember the iconic TV personality Don Nelson has been our guest today on the Outdoor Cooking Show. How long were you on the air at Channel 13, Don?
39 years and 5 months and a few days and a few hours.
Dialing for Dollars, Good Morning Houston, the rodeo parade. We worked there together, too. Everything. Lots of things.
Yeah.
And for our purposes, Don loves to cook. We hope you'll come back and share some more recipes in the future, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one. Hope your team wins.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old-country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer, and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
Today seems to be Broadcaster's Day on the show because it's time to visit now with my old buddy from Hudson and Harrigan, Fred Olson. Hi, Pard.
Hi there. Do we need our broadcaster voices?
No.
Or should I take this thing off for a while and just be myself? How about that? That's better.
Yeah, I like that better. I wanted to mention to you that I just talked to our old friend Don Nelson for 2 segments. Not one, 2.
What a neat guy. Gosh. You know, people don't realize on TV he only looks like he's 6 or 8 inches tall, but he's really about 8 feet tall. He's a huge guy. And funny, I will tell you, we used to do the Escape Center stuff at Benihana.
Oh, yeah.
And numerous other things. And he always just was so much fun to do stuff with. I don't know what he's like at home. He was always just the funniest guy.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Say hello to him.
Well, he wanted me to say hello to you, too.
Ed, are you saying, did you say that? Or
did No. He really did, yeah.
See, he's that kind of guy.
He is. So do you remember the morning that you and I got off the air and we went over to Channel 13 in suits and ties, no less. We never wore that. And we gave away $100,000 to a contest winner on Good Morning Houston.
I remember it very well. I remember the suit I was wearing. I think I gave it away.
And that segment still shows up on the internet. If you Google Hudson and Harrigan Good Morning Houston, you'll see it.
I look 12 on that thing. I'm wearing a big boy suit and everything.
Yeah. You remember, we even talked Dickie Rosenfeld. That's our legendary general manager at the old radio station. We even talked Dickie into appearing on camera, but he wouldn't say anything. He just stood there and held up that big oversized check for $100,000.
Well, that's all he really had to do. But, you know, he always had a thing about talking to the press. He goes, "Hey, partner. Two things can happen, and they're both bad."
He hated talking on the air, which always seemed weird to me,
because
he was a consummate salesman. He never stopped talking when he was trying to convince somebody to buy advertising.
Well, he was good at it. We witnessed that. He just, you know, again, just a great guy and an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
Dickie was just more character than his little finger most people have in their whole body. So,
and we ran into Don out at the barbecue cook-off fairly regularly. I don't know whether you remember or not. He was actually a working member of the Channel 13 cooking team.
Oh, that was dangerous.
Yeah.
I seem to remember him wearing an apron and,
yes,
and a funny hat.
Yes, yes, yeah. Don is a genuine foodie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm, you know, something I'm learning is that you and Bev are too.
Yes.
Even if it is just out of necessity, because after all, Rattlesnake Ranch is out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like you can have a pizza delivered or something.
No.
But another thing I've learned on this show is that real life foodies are dedicated to the process. I guess that's what makes them foodies. I've always considered cooking to be just a means to an end, you know, eating.
Yeah. but you know, the process is, it's the journey, you know, not the destination. It's the fun of putting it together, knowing it's going to work. And Bev is, she's a master at that, and I really have learned a lot from her about preparation and getting things done, what you can do like a day before.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not nuts going, "Oh, people could be in here in 15 minutes, what am I going to do?" And you already have things, you know, whether it's a condiment is cut up and wrapped and ready to roll. You bring it out, especially for a party like, well, Super Bowl, you know, you may not have a dog in that hunt. You may not care who wins or loses.
Right.
But it's about getting together. It's about fellowship. It's about having a cocktail or whatever you want and food.
Yeah, boy.
If they gauge their Super Bowl like, well, we ate this and we ate that and we had this, you know, it's kind of like what you open on Christmas morning kind of thing.
So you and Bev qualify as foodies. Let's get right to the meat of the matter. Oh, that was terrible.
That was terrible.
Are you going to have a Super Bowl watching party this year, Fred?
We've done it the last 2 years, and someone else, I believe, is stepping up to do it this year, which is fine. That's great. It's fun when you kind of make it kind of a Rotary Club kind of thing. But what I was going to tell you about kind of a favorite thing to do, and I found when dealing with parties of people, and people like to put together their own portion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have like a sometimes we would have an ice cream bar at Thanksgiving. Somebody would bring all these ice creams and all the accoutrements to go with that, whether it was nuts or whether it was syrup or butterscotch tea. But one of my favorite things is to do a hot dog bar. Now, you could cook up some bratwurst, you could grill them, or you could just get a real fine beef hot dog or wiener, because there's some good ones out there. And they're easy to cook, they're easy to keep warm. And what you do is you get, you know, different kind of buns. You might want to get a Kaiser roll, you might want to get a straight up hot dog bun or wheat bun, whatever. And you lay out the onions, and you lay out the cheese, and the chili, and the jalapenos, whatever anybody would want on a hot dog. You have it laid out. Give them a paper plate and go for it. And that always seems to be a big hit, you know, because as old as we get, there's something magical about making a hot dog. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, that's funny because that's exactly what we do at my house.
Really?
Yeah, I'm absolutely, I'd written all of this down in preparation for this segment, and oddly enough, that's what we do. Now, we have the kids over, you know, Derek and Danielle and Liam and Skylar. It's kind of a family affair.
Right.
Because Sunday is family dinner time at our house anyway.
Right.
And so we lay out a lot of snacks like chips and salsa. Of course, our family favorite is Jake's Atomic Salsa, one of our advertisers.
Yeah.
I prefer the medium. And we'll throw a little cheese dip out there just to keep it healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, and a little bowl of Lipitor is always
But we do actually do something healthy. We'll chop up veggies,
yeah,
like broccoli and cauliflower, and then Cindy makes a really healthy homemade ranch dip. And then we'll also throw in a hunk of cream cheese, put it on a dessert plate, and then smother it with this jalapeno jelly.
Nice.
Have you ever tried that?
Absolutely. Bev makes homemade jalapeno jelly just for that reason.
Of course she makes her own homemade jalapeno jelly. We buy it at the store.
She makes her own jalapenos and does that. Yeah, it's brilliant stuff.
No, she raises her own jelly.
Yeah, right. She has a jelly plant.
And then we like to spread it on some crackers called Fire Roasted Tomato and Olive Oil Triscuits.
I know the ones you're talking about. They're a favorite here, too.
Holy smoke. Those things are made of crack. But
crack crackers, man. Yo, yo, yo. Call them crack.
Crack crackers. I like it.
And, yeah, that's it.
But then, oddly enough, for the main meal, I just grill hot dogs.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people associate eating a hot dog with going to a ball game, but I go a step further. Like you, I get some brats. I do cook up the wieners because my grandson loves just a straight hot dog with ketchup. Something's wrong with that boy.
Is he a Yankee or what?
They're just un-American. I don't understand that
now,
line
come
of
on,
thought.
Come on. I like everything on that.
But then I go down to Ray Greek's place, Greek Smokehouse, down at Froberg's Farm in Alvin.
Yeah.
And I get some jalapeno and cheese venison sausages. Ray Greek makes them by hand. And then I'll grill those up. And when you lather on some mustard and some chili and some cheese, and if you like them, onions. I don't eat them with onions, but a lot of people do. You can serve those up on a hot dog bun. You just gave me another great idea, Kaiser rolls. I'd never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got yourself a meal, and here's the deal, Fred. That's a meal you can't get at the stadium on game day because they just don't serve stuff that good.
No, they don't. Well, that sounds good. The idea of doing some of the sausage, especially specialty sausage you can get like at your sponsors. Everybody goes, wow, where'd you get this? Because it's not the standard hot dog stuff you get at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it really adds a lot to it. There's, out here in the country, it seems like every other person makes sausage.
Really?
You know? In fact, we're going to put together a sausage get-together, and a buddy of mine has a smokehouse, so it's kind of an all-day deal. We're going to do that in early February, so... Yeah, it's a big deal. So that's a great idea as well. It's just sometimes a pack of hot dogs is just handy and quick.
And that's really the beauty of staying home on Super Bowl Sunday. First and foremost, you're going to save a lot of money not shelling out literally thousands of dollars for tickets. And you're going to be able to eat a whole lot better food you can't get in a stadium. And everything in the stadium's overpriced anyway.
You think? And one thing you've forgotten is I like it when the bathroom is only 20 steps away.
Yeah, that's cool, too. You know, I distinctly remember you and I attended a Super Bowl watching party at Jim Lago's apartment back in the 80s, and I have no idea what we ate, but I can tell you what we drank.
Yeah.
And it wasn't iced tea.
No.
So that brings us around to last call, my friend, because the girls all get prettier at closing time. Where is Mickey Gilly when you really need him? I love you, pal.
Love you too, man. Hey, we'll talk to you next week because after the big game is over, we're heading toward Valentine's Day.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?